think there's a lot of impostas out there in the marketing space for advisors that are selling them a whole hell of a lot of sizzle and no steak. And the reality of it is that you advisors who are listening, there's no shortcuts to success. Play the formula, time plus consistency. Go ahead, give it to me. What do you think? You know, there's a shortcut. You're gonna give me the shortcut. Give it to me.
No, I agree with you, but I think it's like be real.
Yeah.
Like actually communicate about what the client needs to talk to you about. Like,
ooh, I got one for you. You ready for it? Do you have a customer service voice as an advisor? A phone voice, right? Here's the deal. Like when I started, there used to be customer service Eric, and then there was Eric that was not on customer service, is just hanging out with his people, right? And I thought I needed to be customer service Eric when I talked to clients. And you want to know what?
No.
20 years later, hanging out with my people Eric and a couple of swear bombs here and there has taken me way higher up the mountain than customer service Eric ever could. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I think there's something real to be said about being authentic, being an actual person. But I think, and I'm not saying that you are not credible, but I think the fact that you kind of showed them real Eric after you had a body of knowledge to support you would, you know.
You can't start out there. Maybe you do got to be customer service person for a little bit. You trying to tell me, is that what you're trying to hit me with?
Like I'm always impressed when occasionally I find that really novice, like new to the field advisor or younger person in any way, in any kind of realm, that just seems really observant and is easy to talk to, expresses themselves, like that you can really connect with and is real. Like I think being real at any point in the game is going to make people want to tell you more.
Yeah.
You see? So
I'll give you an example to your point, okay? Yesterday, I'm sitting on the phone. I go through 6 months of interviews with this potential client who's exiting their business for a lot of money, okay? So they ask me, they say, hey, I need 3 recommendations from existing clients that have worked with you. And some advisor are like, I can't do that. I'm not going to ask. I'm like, are you kidding me? That much money? You know what you do? You go to your client and say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, would you be willing to talk about your experience? I want you to be truthful, you know, and share your experience working with us. Would you talk to these people? You know what they say? Absolutely. So they talk to these people. I'm at the finish line. I get through the husband and I'm down to the wife who was the controller of the business. So she tells me, hey, I pulled your contract. I want to talk to you about it. And I'm like, oh my God, this has been going on 6 months. It's like, what's happening here, right? We get on the phone and me and this woman start chit-chatting about a spreadsheet and cracking jokes. And her daughter says to her, nobody on their deathbed is going to be like, oh, I'm really glad I spent some extra time on that spreadsheet. And we were like sitting here chuckling. We went through the contract line item by line item, all her questions. I explained to her, literally signs a contract in 4 minutes and says, that was the most enjoyable experience that I've had ever in my life signing a contract. I really appreciate you being super funny and sharing your insights. Really looking forward to working with you. Customer service Eric would have never done that. He'd have been like, I don't know.
Oh, which page is in the contract? Oh, let me give you a PDF. I didn't get time to print it out. Let me print it out. The sticky notes and stuff. Like, how about this page? Which clause is it?
I,